It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning, Martin. An avalanche of global interest has come down on South Africa's nifty new electronic mining register. Tell us a bit about this.
Now, we've been waiting for this register for a long time. It's a cadastre. You know, we've got these electronic registers in Mozambique already and in Namibia. So we have been doing it manually, which has led to a lot of problems. We've seen duplication, court cases, all the rest of it because of what has been happening. Now we've got a foolproof system. People can be sitting in New York and they can see on our screen exactly where the open areas are, exactly where the opportunities are, and they can actually register online and then apply online, and they can see their application status going through until it is granted and then issued. So there can be no duplications now. It's got 270 layers, so this is a real Rolls Royce. And now we're all the environmentally sensitive areas are, it highlights that, because other departments of the government are feeding in information to this. So it's a veritable miracle for South Africa, and we just hope it works well, because the demand has been so high. In the first 3 hours there were 1,000 registrations, so I haven't actually been able to get on. So people are still saying the jury is out, you know, what sort of system is going to be. But there is a helpline number, and you can go through, and they'll send you along the way in an orderly manner.
In what sense would this make a tangible difference to the mining sector?
Such a big difference. We've been falling behind in South Africa with our investment. While the last boom was going on in the world, and our competitive mining countries of Chile and South America and Canada and all the rest and Australia were growing like Topsy, we grew negatively. We went backwards because of the huge overload. Also, we haven't been exploring here. As we say, you know, this is an exploited country, not an explored country. This will enable exploration to take place, and that is where the wealth can be created and the jobs created.
Well, speaking of mining, South Africa's Harmony Gold intends building a 20 billion rand mine in Papua New Guinea. That's quite interesting.
Massive mine coming up there. It is gold and copper. They're talking about this endowment in New Guinea is mouth-watering, and Harmony Gold, which is got a lot of depleted mines now in South Africa, but also a suite of new assets coming through, is hoping with an Australian partner to create this first production by 2016. So they're giving themselves 5 years and a massive investment, but they're saying that the capital raising won't be a problem, because the copper alone that they will get out of this, and they'll never sell their gold forward because they are a gold mining company, but they will sell their copper forward. And on the copper that's available there, they could easily raise, you know, their own $1 billion. And this would fund their contribution, which is 50% with their Australian partner Newcrest. So it is not capital sensitive, which is remarkable for a mine this big.
Any chance that it would create jobs for local miners?
Well, you know, what we do is, because of the South African connection, there is always services that come forward from South Africa, but the operation is also managed by the Australians, so there has to be some sort of compromise there. But there is going to be input in terms of services from South Africa.
Now, Minerals Minister Susan Shabangu is said to be rooting out law-breaking miners and re-offering their resources to others in government gazette notices. What is this all about?
You know, again, this whole manual system that we had in South Africa of right applications caused huge delays, and also we got the wrong type of people in on this first-come, first-served basis. I think they're still going to keep the first-come, first-served basis, but when they re-offer these errant rights, they're going to possibly have a bidding process. Them, even the word auction is starting to pop up. So get the rights, which are very valuable in this world, which needs metals and minerals so desperately. Get the rights to more deserving people. And so she has been doing secret raids now into Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is the area where they haven't even lifted the moratorium yet. There seems to be a lot of problems there. And I know this week they met at a secret rendezvous, and they struck and made sure that individuals who are lawbreakers actually know that their licenses are being revoked, because they found 400 different law-breaking incidents with regard to permits. People either hoarding, speculating, not even responding, sometimes being physically violent to people who are asking them questions. So they've decided to take a firm hand, and also 700 breaches of environmental legislation. So in terms of the new outlook, they want to clean up this prospecting right business, which has not yielded good results for South Africa, and they want to get the lawbreakers out and more deserving people in so that we can start exploring in a proper way.
And I would imagine it's not the last of the raids that we'll see.
It's very early still. These were very early raids, and they want to involve the media. You've got to meet at certain secret rendezvous very early in the morning, and only a few people know which mines are going to be approached or which errant right holders are going to be approached, and they don't just want this to leak out. So you've got to be patient from a media point of view and play the game.
Certainly those type of stories that get the adrenaline going. We look forward to hearing more about this campaign. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Martin Creamer. He's the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, and he'll be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.